This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We are having a great time during this Saturday show. It's 9 to noon live Pacific time is when you can catch us. You can go to RadioLawTalk.com if someone decides to, like, yeah, we'll play 1 hour. Some radio stations play us 1-3 hours. Just go to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can click the Listen Live button. Or we also, you can go back to the podcast and listen to our podcast, and you can search by topic, like Johnny Depp. You can search and you'll see all the times we talked about Johnny Depp. But this Johnny Depp trial and Amber Heard is probably one of the most interesting ones that I've heard of. It's akin to the OJ trial, but I think even a step bigger. Even though there's not a death here, which is, I guess, the thing that's was so tragic about the OJ trial, but this is very interesting. And Johnny Depp is such a huge star. As one of the people testified, he's like, there's nobody in his realm ever, at least during the time period while he has been in the movies that have has touched his stardom.
What is he, $20-25 million a picture just to get started, something like that? I mean, crazy money, right, Doug?
Yeah, but he's such a unique character, too.
He can
make the most unbelievable character believable.
Right.
Well, almost. I don't think the Lone Ranger film did all that well when he was playing Tonto.
I
thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah, that one's. I don't know if that one's ever made the money back that they put into it. But yeah, but he is very talented, and he's been at it for a long time.
He's 58 or 57.
Really?
I
read a review of the Lone Ranger, and the reviewer said, even good acting can't save a lousy script.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're going to talk more about that, and we're going to finish up. We talked about it hour one, so if you want to go back to our podcast, you can hear it. We're going to touch on it probably for the first half hour, hour two, because it's very important. Some things I want to bring up about Christian Carino testifies. I'm going to tell you, and we're going to tell you who he is. It's very interesting about who this guy is and what his testimony is in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. We're going to talk about how to serve custody papers on a former spouse or a former, person that you have a child with. Tennis star Boris Becker's legal woes, Aunt Anstead's custody battle. We got Denise Dirks here to talk about that. And some very interesting additions to a house that you, if you want to buy, that occurred. We're going to discuss that. And then tragic Hidden Hills that's near Beverly Hills area. Well, it's L.A. area. We're going to talk about a trial going on in that area. Call us at 855 Law Radio if you want to be part of the show. But why people come here, Cal, is one reason, and I would say one reason only. That is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. All right, Todd, you know a lot about Japan. You did some service over there for a while. Well,
yes.
Did you know that there is a fake Disneyland in Japan called Nara Dreamland? Nara Dreamland was created by a company who blatantly ripped off the Southern California Disney theme park to the point that the streets looked the same, the attractions were exact copies, and here's how Nara Dreamland came to be. In 1959, a group of Japanese businessmen went to, keep the year in mind, this is important for context, a group of Japanese businessmen went to Walt Disney and said, hey Walt, how about putting one of those Disneyland deals here in Japan? We think it would do boffo business. And Walt said, nah, I'm not interested. Instead, I'm going to build in Orlando, Florida. Maybe you've heard of that little park, by the way, is doing quite well right now. So anyway, that's what Disney's decision was. And the people in Nara, Japan, said, that's okay. We'll just make one ourselves. So they went there. They copied everything, just like you know, Toyota copying a GM car, if you will, and went there, and they made this beautiful park. All the amenities, Sleeping Beauty's Castle, the Jungle Cruise, Autotopia, the Matterhorn, the monorail, even Main Street USA with that small town America feel. And for a long time, Disney was okay with this poor quality ripoff. But then they started doing well. And he said, you know, I think enough of that is enough. And he called his team of international attorneys together and said, I think this needs to stop. And I want to know if I have a case or no case. Even though I told them they couldn't build a park, I think they should stop, cease and desist. And so, Todd, I think this is you. What think you? Is this a case or no case?
What year did you say they went to
59.
1959. And in 1959, Walt Disney said, you know, I got my eye on Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he did. That was a long-term play for him. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a very, very interesting scenario. And for strategic reasons...
Here we go.
I'm not going to say why, but I'm going to say no case.
Really?
No case. But if I say why, the sheer wisdom and magnitude and common sense nature of my crack analysis would compel my compatriots to vote the same way.
It would stagger
us. My humility also is my greatest attribute. So, no case.
You can
no
look it up. Okay, Denise, what say you?
1959, there was just a map of Disneyland in existence. It had not been built yet. It was just an idea to Walt Disney. I have a copy of that map in my family room.
Okay.
Nice.
So that was 1959, and it says it on there.
Yeah, Disneyland opened in 1961.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
This is not a case.
All right. Fred, what do you say?
Right? I got it, didn't I?
Yeah,
you hit the nail on the head, Todd.
How do I play this strategery? I don't know.
Well, you got to do something because you and Todd are tied.
I know we're tied. So do I stay tied with Todd? I just don't think this is a case, and I don't see a lawsuit coming. And I've never heard of NARA Dreamland. And even if it did occur, I think if there was things going on, it would still be there. Not a case. Doggone it. Cal could get some points.
Cal could get points.
I'm going to say no case, Cal.
Oh, I love this. I love listening to your insightful analysis. Poor Fred, you hit the nail on the head in one sense. NARA Land still exists.
Ooh.
And, in fact, there are 5 fake Disneyland parks in Europe. 5 of them. That were all built without the authorization of Walt Disney.
I know we've only got a minute.
Tell us about NARA Land. I want to hear more about that.
Now, these guys really did go to Walt at the same time. They got wind of this and said, imagine, you can open this at the same time. You'll own the market. So they opened up Disneyland. Then NARA Land said, well, we're just going to keep right up. They kept right up, kept the pace up, built NARA Land. It's where I saw this, just so you know, it's one of those places where they show creepy pictures of abandoned places.
Oh.
And if you stand back from NARA Land, it looks like Disneyland. The castle in the back, the flags aren't there, but all the buildings are. It's an amazing sight.
Is it still there?
Oh, yes.
It's still open or not?
No, not open.
It's abandoned.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to learn more about NARA Land and the abandonment of it and whether or not Disney sued. Man, I want to go see NARA Land now.
Don't ship. Right. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Lock Talk coming right up. On this radio station and on RadioLockTalk.com. We hope you stay tuned for that. We appreciate the fact that you're listening now. Stay tuned. Much more coming up. I mean, much more.
You turned on Radio Lock Talk. Radio Lock Talk.
Radio Law Talk anytime at info@radiolawtalk.com. That's I-N-F-O, info@radiolawtalk.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cutters shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you with your shopper. Come on.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, stop it.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
You know why Disneyland is so popular? Not just because of Disneyland, the rides, and the Magic Kingdom, but the movies along with it helped it. So my opinion is, you know, why is Disneyland so powerful? I think if it didn't have the movie aspect and the cartoon aspect, et cetera, it'd be more difficult, and you'd have to compete more with the other big parks, you know, that do these things.
It's so pro-family.
It
is. I don't know. I feel like that's what keeps it nice.
Well,
it's clean.
It's all the above.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at Dreamland here that we did the case or no case, and here, look at the it's actually the entrance is very similar to Disneyland where you walk in and you've got that big huge building in the back with the train.
The castle and Main Street USA.
Not the castle, it's the one as you walk in, there's that building, I don't know what it is, that's above it. You know where people always think
of the train station.
The train station, yeah, the train station. And then what's interesting, then I look at some other parts of it and I go, that looks like Wally World in Christmas Vacation. Not in Vacation.
Yes.
Wally World, isn't that Wally World?
Yep.
It looks just like Wally World in Christmas Vacation. But go look at it. It's very interesting to see the castle's pink, right, Cal? It's pink and weird looking, but it's just... You can see the remnants of Disneyland, but it's weird to see it. It's all creepy and closed down, and they got the roller coasters that the trees have grown up around the actual roller coaster like ride.
It's really sad now.
No, that would be a good movie
It would be a good, like, the Ghost of Disney Path.
Oh, a terror movie, yeah.
Oh, this would be perfect. And even, what's that, like the Matterhorn one? It looks like it's got a big, huge Matterhorn-looking thing. And then you walk up to where the castle is. That's the same.
You're describing an episode of Scooby-Doo. And somebody would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
I know.
But nothing that we have researched changes our answers for case or no case.
So, Fred, you said case or no case. What did you say?
Okay, well, we all said no case. We all said no case. Hmm. So tell us about it, Cal.
That's fascinating.
Tell us about Dream World.
Yeah, it's NARA Dream World. NARA Dream World was the most popular amusement park in Japan through the 60s and halfway into the 70s. And then Walt Disney saw how well they were doing and said, I know the best revenge of all. He said, I will open one up in Japan, in Tokyo. In Tokyo, and there is a Tokyo Disneyland, a real one, and NARA Land almost immediately went out of business.
Wow.
Shut down, and by the way, just in case you're wondering, no case.
You know, an interesting thing about that Tokyo Disneyland.
It's in Japan.
As opposed to Tokyo, Mississippi.
Exactly.
So the interesting thing is Disney couldn't find land to build that thing. So he said, well, where there is no land, I will make land. And as they later did with the Osaka airport, they went and just right where they hid, they just started pushing dirt out and brought in soil from all over and created the land, reclaiming it from the sea. It's in a
inlet,
and that's how they did it. They created the land to build Tokyo Disneyland on.
Well, I'll tell you, the story of NARA Land, Denise, fascinated me so much. I thought, these guys dumped millions into this thing. But you know what? Apparently they made their money back. Because they were going to sue Disney for opening up this one in Tokyo as being in competition to them. And they looked and said, nah, that's a losing deal. We can't sell real Mickey Mouse t-shirts here. We're out.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because Disney is so popular in Japan, even before the Tokyo Disneyland opened up.
Yeah.
Disney is so popular that if they had won the lawsuit, the backlash from the public would have ruined their business as well. Because who wants to go with the people that wouldn't let Walt and the Empire come in?
Exactly right. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case. And next hour, the most unusual copyright case I've ever read about, where a musician was sued by a former record company for sounding like himself. That's next hour on Case or No Case, right here on Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
That's great. I'm looking at it again. I know we got to move off this, but I could see it's right on the ocean, isn't it?
Yep.
It's right on the ocean.
Fascinating.
And they just brought in a bunch of dirt. Is that what they did?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yep, just brought in a bunch of dirt, reclaimed the ocean, Osaka Airport. See, at least Tokyo Disneyland, they reclaimed it by pushing out a beach or pushing out the land area where it existed on out. When they built the Osaka Airport, they boated land out to the middle of the ocean where it was and just kept dropping stuff until the surface until the floor of the ocean came up and breached the surface, and then kept packing it down and built the airport. And then after they got it all built,
it sunk anyway.
They noticed it was sagging. They got it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is
they paved paradise
now?
And put up a parking lot.
They put in pilings now, didn't they? I think they put in some pilings.
They're trying
now.
To reclaim it. I don't know if they're going to be successful, though.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, why would you put a airport in the middle of the ocean?
Well, here's what's it. They're out of space.
They needed one.
Japan. Yeah, I always look at Japan, and I know this is anecdotal, but I look at Japan, and I say to myself, how do they keep their populations growing? That is a small island. That's not very big in my mind, but I don't know. You've been there, Todd. You lived there.
They'd have a bunch of islands, right?
Yeah, Todd, the main islands, are little islands around it?
Yeah, there are, you don't really get a feel for it. There are big islands, like Hokkaido, which is where I'm at, is the island. It's about the size of the state of Washington. It's above the mainland. Then you have Honshu, which is the big one, but then there's so many smaller islands going all the way down to Okinawa. It's
Okinawa.
You know, 2,000-3,000 miles south.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's but
multiple islands.
A lot of islands.
I'm going to look that up. And then we come back, we're going to finish up the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard stuff. And then we're going to get into, we're going to talk about how to serve custody papers on somebody. or at least maybe on this case.
Maybe how not.
How not to. We'll be back.
So next hour, my wife and I have booked a trip to Narland, and that'll be fun. To augment our weed collection of weeds. Not weed, but weeds, you know what I'm saying. All right, stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on this radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
As Ukrainian forces were fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance, the United Nations was brokering a civilian evacuation from the last Ukrainian stronghold in what's left of Mariupol. 100,000 civilians are estimated to be in the city, and up to 1,000 living beneath a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in an interview that Russian and Ukrainian negotiators have been talking almost every day, but he says to a Chinese state news agency that progress has not been easy. Federal prosecutors secured a second guilty plea with a member of the Oath Keepers for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Brian Ulrich admitted Friday he was part of the group that was seen ascending the east steps of the Capitol in stack formation. The 44-year-old from Georgia faces up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Let's wrap up Amber Heard and Johnny Depp to some other interesting things. So who else gets on the stand for Johnny Depp is two people I want to talk about. Number one is Johnny Depp security in the UK. Boy, that guy has His demeanor was very funny, I'm going to say, and his accent was so strong, it was hard to understand it sometimes. But I just want to say the one thing, he basically said, you know, Amber, he testified, you know, when he would have to go help Johnny away from Amber, that Amber was out of control. Basically, his testimony is how out of control Amber was, and he didn't see any damages to her face or injuries on her. But the most important thing that I think that he said that was hilarious, that, by the way, the judge does stop people and say this, but everybody started laughing. I think even the lawyers were probably laughing when the cross-examination of him by Heard's lawyer basically went into asking about no, it might have been direct examination about Depp's drinking issues. And apparently this guy's been for over 20 years approximately his security in England when he's in England. And he said, well, Johnny Depp, I've seen him drunk twice. But not drunk like Jack Sparrow drunk. And everybody started laughing. But I just loved it, the fact that you bring up Jack Sparrow. And I tell you, people just love Jack Sparrow. And that's the thing that comes across. But that was a funny thing. But
Do you know he modeled Jack Sparrow after?
Who?
The Stones.
Mick Jagger?
Keith Richards.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny?
Keith Richards, who later had a cameo in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
As did Paul McCartney.
Yes.
That's all. I want to talk about Depp's agent and the agent for Amber Heard, Christian Carino. Let me tell you some interesting, and it was interesting to see him testify. You could tell he did not want to be there. And this is a guy that's a very high-profile agent for CAA or, yeah, CAA agency, which is one of the biggest talent agencies in the world, if not in Southern California. And he's testifying about the relationship between the two of them. And Amber used him, and this is something that's really interesting, was texting him after the breakup, a year after, saying, you know, I love Johnny, I love him, and I am sorry, and tell him that I'm sorry. And this is a year after, and she says, quote, I miss him, you know. Just she is crazy about him still, even a year after. But this is what's interesting. Christian Carino is a very wealthy guy and does very well and is known well by what? And I told Todd, I think you heard it. Cal, what is the agent Christian Carino known for? Wrong.
Representing Todd in his latest bid for a Yahoo commercial?
He was engaged to his fiancée's Lady Gaga.
Of course.
But he's actually pretty well. He dates some pretty well-known celebrities, and he's kind of a celebrity himself. And I've seen a lot of the paparazzi follow him around, and he talks about it. But anyway, that's what we want to remember about it. He said apparently, though, he's no longer their agents, and they're he was asked, well, you know, are you friends? And the answer is no. And apparently, some big, you know, executives or top people, agents from the agency broke off, and Johnny Depp went with them, so not friends. So anyway, this is going to continue next week. Let's hang on to Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and see what exciting things. Are we going to have someone smoking in their car or at least vaping in their car testimony or not? But we're going to jump over to custody papers. Denise, you handle child custody stuff all the time. I think Denise put it best. What to do or not to do when you serve someone with custody papers.
Now, Radio Law Talk News.
Denise, do it. What was the interesting one about this?
Well, the interesting thing about this case is that usually when you serve somebody papers, you try to do it in a way that the children aren't going to know, that it's not going to embarrass the other person.
Sorry, I'm gonna interrupt. She's
getting choked up over the whole thing here.
Let's find out who it is first. Go ahead, Todd. So, who is it first?
So, you know, here's another breaking news. I am adding to my list of celebrities for whom I will provide services pro bono as an emotional support attorney.
And now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
And here's Todd Kiernan.
And to that list is added one Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde.
Yes. Okay, Todd.
She is the former partner of actor Jason Sudeikis. They have two children in common, but they were never married. And apparently there is a dispute or legal proceedings have commenced regarding the custody status and who, you know, the custody status of their two children. And Miss Wilde was presenting in Las Vegas at CinemaCon, a convention. She's up on stage in front of everyone. And a person walks up with a manila envelope and gives it to her. She says, what is this, a script? Is somebody creatively going to give me a script to review? You know, kudos to you for doing this. Let me open it up. And she opens it up, and what was it, Denise?
It was papers to establish custody of the two children.
It was legal papers.
Now, she says immediately, thank you. This is not what I thought it was.
And Olivia Wilde has left Jason Sudeikis for Harry
Styles.
And I think Jason Sudeikis got caught completely off guard by that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not married, sometimes you men especially will have to go. Men or other the non-biological parent would have to go in and establish that they are in fact the parent for the children, right?
Mm-hmm. You mean non-married parents because they can go be a bio and get a test of some sort, right?
Yes, for non-married
DNA
parents.
Testing. Yeah, okay.
Well, it could also be.
Yeah, it's true.
It could also yes.
Yeah.
It
okay.
could be a bio parent. It could be a non-bio parent that establishes a parental relationship.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that straight. Sorry.
Yeah, but in any event, that's what he's done. He's asking for custody of the children. And I think, personally, this is just my opining, I think that the process server wanted to get a name.
Yeah, I see. Here's the
thing. I don't think Jason did that.
See, that's it. Mr. Sudeikis says that he had no prior knowledge of that and would never condone such a thing. And then a family law attorney comes in and talks about, you know, they interview, hello, family law attorney, what do you think? And this attorney said in this article, it's highly unlikely that Sudeikis did not know of any of the details of how Wild would be served. And I disagree with that.
I
like
disagree,
Denise,
too.
We serve so many lawsuits. We just, here's the process server. You give it to them. Here's the address. Here's the person. Just go get them served. And generally, we don't talk to the process server of how to serve them.
Okay, so here is the only thing that I can think, in because I'm going back to, hearkening back to my law school days about jurisdiction,
oh, I'm an old man.
Jurisdiction in which somebody can face charges and sometimes, or face a lawsuit, and sometimes there's a question about whether or not you have ever made yourself available in a forum. And the only reason why I say this is in the article, one of the articles that we got regarding this case, which came from page 6, and there was something in there where somebody had said that the, quote, the papers were drawn up to establish jurisdiction relating to the children of Ms. Wild and Mr. Sudeikis. Now, I don't know what jurisdiction, what state this lawsuit has been filed in. I don't know if Sudeikis lives in Nevada and wants to bring the lawsuit in Nevada or if it's California. I don't know.
It's irrelevant where the parties live. It's relevant where the children reside.
And
that's what jurisdiction means, is in the custody issue, is that it's relevant where the children
live. To establish where the children live, in
yes.
other words.
Yeah,
yes.
855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. I just had to bring that up because
yeah,
some
that's,
people
it's very it's off-putting because most attorneys would not think
yeah.
like that, right?
Yeah.
It usually is the parties in the relationship, or the parties in the lawsuit.
And that's why the comment was interesting where it says the papers were drawn up not to necessarily serve, but to establish jurisdiction relating to the children. And if she's hardly ever in Las Vegas, the only time she's there is when she's on stage, she gets off the airplane, takes a limo to the airport, and then takes a limo back, it's the only time they could serve her
but
in the jurisdiction.
But still, the question is, they brought up security. How did someone get up that close
yeah.
to the stage? Whatever this convention is, they got to be careful and watch stuff.
It sounds like a mob hit. Make it look like an accident. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That kind of a thing is kind of weird.
We come back, we're going to talk about tennis star Boris Becker's problems. It'll be exciting.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up, as Fred said, right here on this radio station and, as always, on RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's dumb.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Those of you who have watched TV in the past, there's a, and especially sports, a Boris Becker in the 1980s was a phenom, a tennis player out of Europe, out of England. I believe he was out of England, and was won multiple, you know, so many different things that he had won. Wimbledon, the all types of Olympic 1992 Olympic gold medal, Australian Open, the President's Cup, Davis Cup, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This guy has won a lot of tennis titles in his lifetime, and mainly in the early, in the 1980s.
And he and John McEnroe were rivals. Am I thinking of us correctly?
You were thinking of Bjorn Borg.
Oh, Bjorn Borg. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Boris Becker, though, was very well. He was actually a commentator on a lot of the, tennis match games and was doing pretty well. But as usual, and by the way, he has made, they've approximated $50 million over the years, for his tennis,
wow,
is a pretty decent amount. But what's happened is with many, what happens to many of these athletes is his spending went, I'm going to say, a little bit out of control. And as it went out of control and spiraled, he had to file bankruptcy. Well, when you file bankruptcy, you're under oath. You've got to lay out all your assets and tell the court, look, here's my assets, and not hide them. Well, apparently that's the problem, is he was concealing some assets. And he went to trial. This is in England. And four charges were brought against him. There's multiple charges, but he was found guilty of four charges under what's called the Insolvency Act. which basically said that he transferred 350,000 euro to other accounts, hid property in Germany, didn't declare $75,000 shares in an IT firm, and a $700,000 loan. He basically didn't disclose everything and tried to hide some and conceal it, right? So they found him guilty. So the question is, what is his punishment? His mother gets up there. She's 86, his mother, and just begged him, saying, please don't send my boy to prison. Now, this type of cases, is it up to 7 years? Isn't that right, Todd? You're the criminal guy. Or Denise says, I think it's up to 7 years in Europe.
Yeah, that's right.
For this type of offense.
And usually bankruptcy fraud, it's a federal fraud. It's very, very, very stringent.
But this is in England, so we don't.
I think it's similar.
It probably is. Probably is similar. I think you're right, Denise. So anyway, so what happens? Friday afternoon, he gets sentenced. And Denise, how much was he sentenced for?
2.5 years.
2.5 years, yep. Which means he says that he's going to have to, what I noted, in Europe or in England, he has to serve at least 15 months. You know, because for good recognizance, you can get out early, but 15 months he's going to be sitting in prison.
Now, plus, he has to give up the assets.
Yeah,
it's not like
he
gets to keep the assets.
Yeah, that there's a reason. Look, if a lot of people view bankruptcy as a legal justification for theft. You gave me all this money, I can't pay you back, but I'm going to let the courts and the government, through all these laws, say that I don't owe you this money, and it's tough for you. Well, you know what? If you actually did have money that you could have used to pay back, but you kind of held that aside and then used the process to tell all the other folks, sorry, I don't have the money to pay you back, I could see why they would be upset with that. I could see why the law would want to put you in jail for that. They did.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing about it, though. So the interesting thing about it is, why 2.5 years, right? Why did he even get time? Maybe he can be on probation. Well, apparently in the years past, in Germany, he filed for bankruptcy also. And in Germany, when he filed for bankruptcy, what happened is he was also convicted, but they commuted his sentence. And the judge used that and said, that shows, in my mind, that you are not taking this seriously. And that was in, by the way, that was in 2012. So the judge said she used that as a factor in Germany, where you had tax evasion, and she said it was a, quote, significant aggravating factor. And you didn't, quote, heed the warning then, because his sentence was commuted, right? So he didn't have to. It was suspended, so he didn't have to do jail time then. And she's basically saying, you did it again, and you clearly were trying to hide again, and therefore I'm going to put you in jail for 2.5 years.
I just don't get the strategy myself. I mean, in the United States, the IRS has their own courts. I mean, this is like an agency. You go to tax court, you're going to the agency that's trying to get you. It just doesn't make sense. They've got more money, more lawyers, more power. You got to find a way to roll over and let them kick you, I would think.
Yeah, and I want to correct myself. It was Germany. It was in 2002, not 2012. So, but anyway, you're right.
Another famous person that got convicted for tax evasion is Wesley Snipes. And he was convicted.
Right.
He got 3 years, but he served 2.5 years.
Did he file bankruptcy and then hide it?
He did not.
Oh, okay.
He just didn't file his taxes.
Oh, okay.
So he tried to hide. It was about $15 million.
Oh, okay.
But you can't BK out of tax bills in the United States.
Not in the United States.
Right. That's exactly. And not only that, but if you BK, the word, because let's face it, as business people, it's happened to me before that I haven't been bankrupt, but someone else bankrupt, they owed me money, and they got it. Okay, you owe me a substantial amount of money, and it gets cleared. And what is it, 7-8 years, then they get cleared after that?
Yeah, it's on their record, or if you will, their credit history for about 7 years.
But the thing that's interesting for me is, I get it to some degree, but what bothers me is, okay, but if you're hiding something, which, by the way, I think one of the people were, but it costs money to go fight and try to find the money, right? And if they don't have any, then you spent attorney's fees. And by the way, these bankruptcy lawyers that specialize in that type of litigation, they're not, don't be a bankruptcy lawyers are just, a lot of them just, they're not litigation attorneys, but there are some bankruptcy lawyers. That's all they do is they go in there and basically hammer on the people being bankrupt and say, no, you're hiding assets or you're really not. Those guys are really expensive. I've looked into them. And so it's not worth it sometimes, but it just irritates me if someone's files bankruptcy, yet they do have assets out there that they're hiding.
Well, you know, in the United States, they can take a state swing where they get certain assets protected, or they can take the federal swing, which is, you know, they get certain assets protected. So, you know, it all depends on the state.
Yeah.
There always is a creditors meeting.
Right.
And anytime there is a bankruptcy filing, and the creditors can question and ask the debtor questions.
Yeah, interesting, but it's just funny how this thing just goes. Now, Denise, Aunt Anstead. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know who Aunt Anstead is.
Anstead was a mechanic, a former soccer star in Britain, and a mechanic on a very popular car-flipping British TV show. He was the mechanic, former race car driver. And he wasn't a huge star, but he was kind of a minor celebrity.
And now, his wife, Christina Hall, who is she?
A knockout.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. She's an actress, isn't she?
No. She had Christina on the Coast. It was
a real estate flipping show.
She did flipping with her previous husband, and they broke up, and then she married Aunt Anderson. And they had settled the relationship, their custody agreement, and they had all that going. But what has happened recently is Christina Hall has been utilizing the children and their likeness in different types of advertising.
Oh.
And, you know, it became lucrative and making money off of it. And so Aunt Anstead actually filed an emergency order to try to protect the children from that and to gain sole legal, sole physical custody of the children. And he lost. So that's the update.
Oh.
We didn't know that, but he lost that issue. The judge said there is no irreparable injury to these children. There's no reason for there to be an emergency order issue. And he declined to grant that order, although now they're going to go to mediation.
Right. They can go to
normal
court.
And now they're going to come back for a hearing later.
Right. But this is emergency hearing is what that he lost.
Not the whole case yet.
Right.
Just that emergency.
But they're
hearing.
Both? Are they both out of the United States? Is this a case?
He's British. He's British, and the name of the show was Wheeler Dealers, and yet he's an English guy who came here to be on the show.
This is a United States case.
This is a California case.
Okay, we'll be back. Talk more about this and find out what's going on with. What else we want to? Oh.
Fred's been working hard today, folks, and there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up here in just a little bit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.